Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch podcast. I'm Audrina Patridge, here with my co-host, Heidi Montag-Pratt, Brody Jenner, who is back, and Frankie Delgado.
Welcome back, bro.
Yes. And today we're going to be.
Thank you, brother.
I know we missed you, Brody.
Thanks, guys. We missed you too.
So today we're going to be breaking down season two finale, episode 12. It's called Goodbye for Now, which originally aired on April 2nd, 2007.
So this episode is starts off with Whitney has a big job interview in New York. Heidi finally agrees to move in with Spencer. And Lauren and Heidi's relationship seems to only get more rocky. It was rocky like the Rocky Mountains out there, huh?
I feel like the last few episodes, it just gets rockier and rockier.
Rockier and rockier, man. Ugh.
I just walk off that cliff and it's done.
I mean, this episode starts off, though, pretty good. I mean, Heidi, you enter the living room, you tell Lauren that you actually slept in your room there last night because you and Spencer had gotten into a fight because you declined his offer to move in.
He asked me to move in with him again.
Do you want to move in with him?
I don't know. I want to make like a rational decision, not like, oh, great, let's just move in.
And then Lauren agreed that she thought it was too soon for you guys to be moving in together. And she said, you don't even live with me. I live with your stuff. So I feel like you could sense there's a lot of tension between
amazing.
You guys. I know.
That's harsh.
You don't even That's live harsh. With me. I live with your stuff.
I wonder how many times that was rehearsed. That was a little harsh. If you want any sympathy or empathy or support, definitely the wrong person to get it from at that point.
Heidi, I think at this point you were still contemplating, like, you wanted to live with Lauren still and work on your friendship, but then you really wanted to be with Spencer too. So you're kind of like in the middle. But at this point, you're leaning more toward Lauren.
At this point, it was basically so uncomfortable to ever come home that, like, even though I wanted to and I made the effort often, it was like, why? I come home and then she's still mad at me. It was just really uncomfortable to be there. So it just made it really impossible situation to want to come there and spend that time, even though I was making such an effort. It just never seemed to be enough at that point. And like, she wasn't going to be happy unless I was fully there 100%. And I wanted to live with Spencer, and I basically was. And like I reiterated last time, I knew this would be the end of our friendship. So it was a really hard time to officially let go. And it was kind of a countdown clock for two things. One, moving in with Spencer and knowing that was happening and on the way, and that's where I was. And then knowing that really would be the end of my relationship with Lauren, because that last string that was keeping us together was the show. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they kind of dragged that on through like three or four episodes in the season, like really dragged it out.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I'm saying the same thing each time.
I know.
It seems to be the same.
I know. But this will be the end of it.
Every time the same example. Right. This is officially the end of it.
So. Yeah. This episode really wraps a lot of things up. Whitney goes to New York.
And she's greeted by Emily, who is like the boss, right? Or the super intern.
She's the super intern.
But she looks like a boss.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Too. Welcome to the Big Apple.
Thank you.
I'm sure she went from being super intern to boss.
Yeah.
And then they cut back to Heidi and Spencer, which Spencer calls you at Bolt House and has a surprise for you.
I need you to come meet me. We need to talk.
Why?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Well, then maybe I can't go if you can't tell me.
Did you guys already talk about this, or did you already know like he was going to surprise you at this apartment?
We had talked about it because the Hills was like, hey, we want to get an apartment for you and Spencer. And like I said last time, we're like, we're not paying for it. So if you want a set for us to film in and like a place we move into, we're not paying $4,000 a month for an apartment. So they finally agreed to pay for the apartment, which was huge because I had just been paying rent anyways. So I think we did a quick walkthrough before. I don't remember if this is the first time I saw it, but we knew where it was. And I had seen like photos, and obviously it had been deeply talked through with production and everything.
Yeah. You know what I noticed in this episode? So when Spencer and you guys are sitting on the steps outside of the apartment, he has a totally different shirt on than when he walks into the apartment.
Remember those blogs that used to post those?
Yeah. Perez always did. Like, I'd have my nails a different color, your hair parted on the wrong side. It's like, whoops.
Yeah,
pickup scenes,
the magic of pickup scenes for everybody out there.
Right.
So everything doesn't just happen at the same time.
Yeah.
When you see different rooms, it probably was on a different day.
Mm-hmm. We had to piece the story together. So
yep.
I don't know if anyone of the fans out there ever catch those things. I guess rewatching it now, I catch those things. And I also hear all the voiceovers and stuff way more than I ever did before.
Yeah, yeah, I think they pop more now too without the technology that they have in these shows.
I feel like now in other shows too, I can see now always when there's a pickup line, you know, when you see like, you know, you see the back of their head and then all of a sudden the volume's different. It's actually fun to do with other shows.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so here we are. I'm inside this vacant apartment and Spencer, you know, he's like, all right, let's do this. And we were living at his parents' house basically at this time. So I was like, okay, great. It will be fun to have our own apartment. But I definitely wanted to reiterate for the audience and just put it up the boundaries. Like, okay, if we're going to do this, we're getting really serious and taking that next step and not just like we have been. So no more playmates, no more, you know, got to be on the same page with our filming and what we're doing. So yeah, then I say, let's do it. Let's move in.
If I do this with you, though, you're going to be serious, right? No more messing around, no playmates, no any of that. It's going to be me and you here, right?
Deal.
No more naked picnics?
No more naked picnics. Sorry, Bubba.
That's what I was going to ask.
Sorry, buddy. Got to dream about those.
Was there that many playmates that it was like a thing that we had to call them playmates at that point?
Yes. Every time we went to the club, there was lots of playmates around.
Yeah. The night I met Spencer with Brody, they literally, because Brody is with Kristen Cavallari then, there were like 10 playmates surrounding them. Oh. And I was like, oh my gosh, who are these guys? What is going on here? But I wasn't intimidated. I wasn't worried.
No.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, it was very...
Well, that's when the Playboy Mansion and all that was so big back then, too.
It was so popular.
Shopping for clothes is a compromise. It often feels like I have to choose between saving up for an expensive luxury piece or settling for a cheap, fast fashion item that won't last. That was until I elevated my closet with Quince.
I went and got myself some stuff from Quince. I actually got myself an amazing hoodie and some sweats. And I got to tell you guys, it is absolutely amazing. They feel like butter on your skin. The quality of the fabric is incredible. The way it fits, it just makes me look a little skinnier too, because it's like I got the all black too. So it was perfect. I love it. Those are my everyday sweats.
Your go-tos now. I know you're wondering how they do it. Quince partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to you. What's even better, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium, eco-friendly fabrics and finishes. So I can feel good about getting high-quality items that last longer.
Shop with Quince today and discover the affordable luxury you deserve. Right now, go to quince.com/hills to get free shipping, and you have 365 days to return on your next order. That's Quince, Quince.com/hills for free shipping, 365-day returns, quince.com/hills.
Today's episode is sponsored by Care Of. Care Of is a subscription service that ships high-quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month.
Care Of's app helps you to build a holistic routine and track your progress over time. Plus, you can earn rewards for sticking with your healthy habits. You can take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized, doctor-backed recommendation. This quiz can be retaken at any time to switch up your packs as your lifestyle and needs change.
With summer travel plans approaching, Care Of makes taking your vitamins on the go so convenient with daily packs shipped right to your door. I love this because then I don't need to go to the store and search the aisles of what I need. It goes right to your door, specifically what you need, and it's just super convenient.
So for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code HILLS50. That's takecareof.com and enter code HILLS50 for 50% off your first order. Next time we see Lauren, we see her new roommate, dun dun dun, Adrina. And they're celebrating with pizza and a bottle of champagne. So
I brought us a very elegant dinner.
I love it.
It's to celebrate our first night together as roommates.
Oh, you're so nice.
Do it that way, Lauren.
Oh my God. How long had you guys been talking about moving in together at this point?
Honestly, I don't remember. I don't know. I think we were always together hanging out, going out all the time so that it was just kind of more of a natural transition. And then whenever you moved in with Spencer, since we were together all the time, the producers were like, well, it would make sense if you guys just moved in together. You're always going out, going to the gym all day, or you're always together day and night. So why not? And I was like, sure. I've never had a roommate before, like a real roommate. So it was kind of nice to move in and just have someone there to talk to and cook with and always do things with. That was a change for me. It was fun.
But you also had to break the news that you're actually moving in. And was that tough for you? Or was that like, oh, okay, I'm over it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I think at this point, I basically was kicked out of the apartment too. It's like, I wasn't really comfortable when I was there. I wasn't really wanted being there. Lauren obviously had other plans. So when I said it and I had to be the one to like officially say it, even though it was kind of getting kicked out and kind of choosing to move out at the same time, like if it wasn't so uncomfortable living there and being there, and if it was a different part in our relationship, I wouldn't have moved out, I don't think, at this point. I mean, maybe I would have, but
yeah, because they show you end up telling, you stay the night at Spencer's and then you come home in the morning and you tell Lauren that you stayed at Spencer's and you're actually going to move in with him. And it's so awkward. And but you guys are still being cordially friendly, awkwardly friendly. And then she comes home from work that evening and you're already packing up to move out like that day. So she was kind of surprised by that.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just packing. I'm moving today.
Moving today?
Yeah, today.
I didn't know you were moving today.
Yeah.
I think so much of my stuff was already out and gone. And I was like, you know what? Why would I stay here where I'm not? It's not even a conversation she wants to have. She obviously doesn't want me here. You know, this is kind of the end of our friendship. And I had done everything at this point that I possibly could. Like I bent over backwards. Like I spent half of my Valentine's Day. That was my first one with Spencer. I spent half of it with her, most of it with her. And half of it was Spencer, and she like still wasn't happy enough with that. And, you know, that was just an example of like, I really put in a huge, huge effort to maintain this friendship. And at this point, if it's a one-sided desire to be in a friendship, you can only do so much. So I think, unfortunately, this was just inevitable, the parting of our ways. And, you know, I obviously was really in love with Spencer, and that's the way our relationship was going and gonna go. Oh, it would have been nice to move out on better terms, but
yeah, it's almost like it all dragged on for so long, and then all of a sudden it just happened fast.
Yeah, so it seemed fast, but it was like you're saying, it was over a really long period of time. So you know, and it was obviously planned too. Like there are producers involved, and there's scenes coming up, and you're moving in, so there were a lot of moving pieces in this moment, not just me moving out.
Question, Heidi, do you think that like in your mind, I mean, because this was basically the end of your friendship with Lauren. I mean, right? It's never been the same since. Did you think that at that time, oh, maybe, you know, we can rekindle this friendship later on. Let me just focus on my relationship with Spencer. Did you really think that was going to be the end of your friendship with Lauren?
I knew that would be the end of my friendship with Lauren. And it was already over basically at that point. I mean, we're hardly talking. Like you're seeing it's really awkward. It's like we're not even friends at the end. She's not telling me anything that's going on in her life. She doesn't want to hear anything about my life. So it was kind of like when you break up with someone, but you're moving out of the apartment and you already broke up, is really kind of how it felt. So it just, yeah, it was really sad and really hard. And I knew that would be actually one of the last times I would even see Lauren. It felt that.
And you see distant. That moment at the end, because you're looking in the rear view in the mirror, and then Lauren's just watching you drive off with Spencer in the U-Haul truck. But you really look sad, like you're letting go. And Spencer does ask you a couple of times, like, are you sure? Are you okay? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go. So you see that sadness between you two.
It was really sad for me.
Ripping the band-aid off.
It honestly was sad. It was really hard. That was the end of our friendship. And I knew that would be one of the last times. And what I was told too was that I was off the show. So,
what?
You know, I didn't think I'd even really be on the show again. It's like Lauren's show and who she wants to choose filming with. So I kind of thought that was the end of everything.
So season two, because it was the last episode too, you were shooting the last episode of the show.
Yeah.
Right. So I wasn't sure what would happen after that. You know, I did know Lauren's narrator and it's her show and it's her world. And it was, So anyways, it was a lot. And regardless of the show, it was really sad that that was my best friend. And I really was moving out without her support, without it being on a good note. And it just seemed so much of it was so avoidable. And it just was such a bummer that it had all come to that.
Yeah.
You know what? Looking at it from the past, like for me, for like my relationships with all my friends or people that I was really close to. And I think that if I knew today, right, if I could go back in time and tell myself, like, how much should I care? I wouldn't care that much anymore. I wouldn't care. I would tell myself, like, don't care that much. It doesn't matter. Because when you grow up and you have kids and you're married and you lose these friendships regardless. Even if they were your best friends or not. Like, they move away. Like, let's just say Lauren moved away to Laguna Beach, right? Like, it's hard to keep in touch with people, let alone like your kids are going to school. You make friendships with other moms that are at school and now you're hanging out with them. You don't even have time to like hang out with your old buddies. I know it's an effort for me and Brody to even see each other because he lives in Malibu. I live in, we live 45 minutes away from each other. So to see each other, it's kind of like, hey, dude, I'm going to Malibu. I'm going to go have dinner out there. You want to meet up with me? Let's hang out. Let's catch up. Or he comes into town. He called me. He's like, I'm in town. But it's hard. And that's with him not having kids yet. When he starts getting kids and he has to take his daughter to soccer practice and the next morning's at 8 a.m. and it changes. Or surf classes or whatever it's going to be for the little baby.
Her mom
golf
is
classes.
Golf classes.
Tennis. Pickleball.
Tennis, golf.
Pickleball. Yeah. Pickleball.
I don't know about pickleball.
Brody's baby's going to be surfing at 1 year old.
We call pickleball woke tennis.
Woke tennis.
I will spank you in pickleball, buddy, whenever you want this.
I bet you would, because I play tennis, Frankie. Not pickleball.
Okay.
Breathe some life into your own backyard with fastgrowingtrees.com this spring. From shade to fresh fruit to privacy and natural beauty, let fastgrowingtrees.com help you plant your dream garden with their expert advice and fast, reliable shipping.
Fastgrowingtrees.com's plant experts curate thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties for your unique climate, Meyer lemons to evergreens and everything in between.
Happy plants, happy home, right? But sometimes it's hard to know which plants will do best. No problem, because with fastgrowingtrees.com, you get customized recommendations based on your specific needs. Plus, their plant experts are always available to help keep your plants growing healthy through the seasons and beyond.
My wife loves Fast Growing Trees. It was the perfect thing for her because she loves her garden. She's always planting a bunch of stuff. And our lemon tree died in the summer because it got too hot and we were in like watering it. We were doing construction. So she went and found one and she got a Meyer's lemon tree and it's been incredible. It's growing at a fast pace. It's so healthy. And the price was perfect because those things can get really expensive.
Join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/thehills now to get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/thehills. So I am always trying to do right by my body. So when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, I get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthy hair and a healthy scalp.
That is so important because it's really easy to integrate into your daily hair routine also. So what I love about my Vegamore products is the shampoo and the conditioner. I mean, you just can upgrade to those. I love having clean ingredients, especially breastfeeding.
I actually have an amazing serum by them. It's like a hair growth serum, and you put it in your hair and massage your scalp, and it smells so good. All their products are great, though. I really do need to get some more shampoo and conditioner, though. So with Vegamore, I am able to have visibly thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair without the harsh ingredients. All Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones.
What's even better is Vegamore's value kits like Grow Essentials Kit. You get to try more than one amazing product at great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you'll never run low on these products. And you need to take care of your hair.
Yes, you do. So give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch podcast listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/hills and use code HILLS at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/hills. Code HILLS to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/hills, code HILLS.
But it is true. It's true that sometimes things are inevitable. And I bet that relationship would have been inevitable and at that point. So it is hard, though. It's sad when you love somebody so much and you've done so much with them and shared so much of the world. And, it's an end of that. So and it was exciting too. I felt like I was kind of robbed of the excitement of moving in with Spencer, and I didn't have her or, someone there at the moment to be excited about that. So, thankfully I had Spencer and we really were moving in together and, we basically had been at that point, but I felt like he was the love of my life and I felt like I was going to marry Spencer, and I'm glad that I did follow my heart and I wasn't deterred by feeling intimidated or needing to be validated through her or a show or anything else. Like, I literally was willing to sacrifice everything for Spencer and for that love and following my heart. So I'm glad, and everything, did. And I prayed a lot about it too. I just was like, well, I don't know what's meant to be here. I don't want my heart broken and losing my friendship and losing all these opportunities. But I just didn't think that.
And yeah. And now you're married.
Even though everyone said that to me, I was like, I don't believe that. Yeah, now we're married.
Two kids.
Yeah.
You did this right.
Any more on the way or what? We can have three or what? What we got?
I don't know. I think Spencer's maxed out. We're full. Two is like a lot.
Two's a
with
lot.
This baby. Yeah. Two is like, we're busy. Yeah. Not for now.
I hear three's hard because then you're outnumbered.
Oh, we play zone defense. We call it zone defense. Yeah. We're out there like.
No more man on man.
Because this little kid Rivers is crawling now, and he crawls fast, and he does not stop moving all day long. He is not like my little Francis, who like was calm and collected, and this kid's just like a hurricane, just up and down, always wants to move. Doesn't matter. He'll like sit for 5 seconds, like be like, okay, bye, and wants to move to his next.
And keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
Busy.
But I love it.
That's that third.
Oh, yeah.
I love it so much.
He's like, it's zone. I'm free. Do what you want. Run.
I think the more I see him grow, the more I see like Jen like kind of like be like, she sees that I'm bonding with him a lot more. So she's like, yes, I'm glad he loves you. Like, because the other two were just mommy's boys and mommy's girl.
And, well, and River has Bella too. Like,
yeah.
Sister.
But right now it's me.
It's
like,
all daddy.
He loves
sweet.
Me. Yeah.
Aww.
He's all about daddy's boy.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Yeah. I love that. And I'm like, let's not forget mom over here. Like, Gunner's like, I want dad. I'm like,
he doesn't say mama. He says dada only. It's
oh
incredible.
My gosh.
And she's like, say mama, all mama. And she's like, da-da? Da-da. Da-da.
All right, let's get to our fan questions here.
We're going to get into those fan calls, and we love your questions. If you have any questions for us, please leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills or leave us a message on our IG, which is @thehillsrewatch, or on YouTube, wherever you want. Just leave us a voicemail. We love those calls. We love those questions. We'll answer all of them if time permits.
Hey guys, my name is Jess, and I want to ask the ladies a couple of questions about their different career paths. So, Heidi, where are you at with writing and releasing new music? And have you ever looked to Audrina and to Brody for advice with their music experience? And also, what is your favourite crystal and why? And Audrina, I know from reading your book, which I loved, that a couple of things were sadly put on hold. So I want to know, as an actress, if you were offered your dream role now, what would it be? And as a dancer, would you ever consider coming to the UK and competing in Strictly Come Dancing or The Masked Dancer or Dancing on Ice? Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
These were very clearly thought
those
out.
Were good ones.
Worded. My music career, no, I'm not going to spend any more music or any more money on my music at this point. I think $2 million was a lot back then. So we definitely had a learning curve. Thankfully, right now I'm actually trending in China. So my song, I'll Do It, is really big there. It just went from 50,000 streams a day on their Doujin to over a million streams a day. So that's really big and great and exciting. And it's had a resurface recently in that fashion show and Vogue magazine. So that's really exciting that it has like a second wind pickup. So as of right now, I'd love to do new music, but it just is really expensive. And then my favorite crystal is... very difficult to say. Probably tourmalines. I absolutely love tourmalines. I just think they're beautiful. They have a really great quality. I love just the essence of them. And you can check them out on prattdaddy.com.
What is tourmaline? That's for
and
protection,
also, Brody,
right?
Is a great DJ. Always book him. And we love to collab there. Maybe he can remix one of my songs. And Adrena obviously has so much great experience. And no, I haven't dived into both of those, but I should.
You should. You and Brody should collaborate. Do a little dance song.
A remix.
Remix or something.
A little dance remix.
Right?
Let's go.
Yeah. EDC next year.
Yep.
EDC.
Putting it out there.
Main stage.
Let's go. Thank you for reading my book. I mean, divorce is not cheap, and I'm still paying off debt from all the lawyers, and it's just, it basically took almost everything I had. But that's okay. I'm getting back. So my swim line and everything is still on hold right now until I can collaborate or, you know, find an investor to keep moving on with that. As far as, I did a few movies and different TV shows that were scripted and I loved it. My ideal, gosh, I'm trying to think. I love medieval pieces and period pieces. So anything like that, I think would be so much fun to play that character, is you get to dress up and just go back to the medieval times and that whole lifestyle I've always been infatuated with.
And like Game of Thrones, you'd want to be on
Game of Thrones, The Tudors, The Last Kingdom, something like that.
I love that show. Yeah. Last Kingdom's so good.
So good.
They came out with like a little mini movie.
Yeah, it's an hour. I was so sad though. I wish it was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Too quick.
What's it called? The Last Kingdom?
The Last Kingdom.
So
need,
good.
Tia and I need new shows to watch, so I'm going to check that out.
I got a good one for you, Brody. The last thing he told me, with and Jeff Stoltz is in it, our boy.
I see Jeff every day. I see Jeff all the time.
He's got a show on Apple, so you got to go watch that one too.
I got him.
So good. Okay, so for Frankie's Question Corner, I think that girl really like hit.
Did we change it to Frankie's Question Corner or Confessional? What are we?
Confession. It's fine. So it's Frankie's Confession Corner right now. I think I'll go for Brody, and this is a more personal question for Brody right here, but I think he'll be able to answer it to his best. Brody,
All right. How
excited are you to have this baby? And tell me, like, what are you, like, looking forward to the most? Because I know you're a great uncle already, but it's different when you have your own, right? It changes everything. Your life changes completely. you can't, like you're going to have your kid in school. So you're not going to be able to like travel. You got to think about all these things that it's not like you can just travel whenever you want anymore. You got to take them to school. They got to be in a neighborhood where you know that every day, unless it's summertime, obviously, or there's spring break. But what is it for you?
I mean, we are beyond excited. I think both of us are, you know, obviously I'm a little nervous too. Never been a father before, so I'm definitely nervous. But I think the excitement outweighs the nervousness. You know, I just never really, I mean, to be honest, I'm gonna be totally honest here. I didn't even know if I really could have kids. I mean, to be completely honest, I've never gotten anybody pregnant before in my life. And, you know, so I really just had no idea. And going into this relationship, Tia was the absolute perfect person. You know, she is my better half. She's the most incredible woman I've ever met in my entire life. And I think that the universe sort of does things the way it's supposed to. And I think that, you know, she was the perfect person for me. And we were, you know, we got pregnant very fast. You know, I know we've only been together for a year, but she's the right one. And I know that with all my heart. And I think that what I'm most excited about is doing things differently than my father did. I think, you know, growing up, I didn't have the greatest relationship with then Bruce. You know, he wasn't really around for me growing up. So I think that just being, you know, doing the exact opposite, being the absolute best father I could possibly be. And yeah, and just, you know, just getting ready for the journey and just so very excited. You know, Tia and I are absolutely thrilled. She's going to be the best mom. And hopefully I can just be the absolute best father and be there for all these incredible events in her life. And just, I just can't wait to meet her. You know, we're so excited.
So if that wasn't a great question and that wasn't a great answer, what is, you know? I love it, bro.
You will. You're going to be an incredible father.
We are so excited. You're going to be amazing. I think you're going to,
you're going to surprise yourself at how great it is, because nothing is like that love. And the excitement of holding that baby just outweighs every freaking thing. So you got this. You're going to be awesome.
And then it says dada.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Dada.
And that's the thing. I didn't really know if I wanted to, you know, I couldn't really decide boy or girl. I was kind of just sort of, you know, a lot of guys, you know, oh, I want a boy. But honestly, I see the relationship that my brother has with his daughter and Eva, she's just so amazing. And their relationship, the father-daughter relationship is just such a special one. So I'm really excited to have a little girl, you know, daddy's little girl. Excited.
So cute.
Yeah, me and Bailey have a great relationship like that too. So it's she can do no wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Wow, that was the season finale of season two. If you thought season two was packed with punches, wait till season three, guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Please follow, rate, and review Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcast. If you're a listener, remember you can watch us on YouTube and now on Spotify.
Yes. And you can listen to exclusive bonus content plus ad-free episodes by signing up at castmedia.com/castplus. That's cast with a K, media.com/castplus. See you guys next week.
See you guys next week. And please give us a good review. Come on, come on, come on. 5 stars. Come on.